This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, well, I think was a revolutionary act, actually. Not that everything Alex Jones says is right. It's not. Not everything I say is right or anyone says is right. But Alex Jones is an interesting person, and even if he's not interesting, he has been walled off from the rest of us through name-calling. And your willingness to be like, no, actually, we're just going to listen to Alex Jones and you can decide for yourself.
Well, Alex has been my friend for more than 20 years.
But I'm sure you have other friends you haven't invited. Just like,
right.
You were not allowed to talk to him, and when you hear Alex Jones talk, you definitely understand why they told you you couldn't listen to Alex Jones.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I had him as one of the first guests when I came over to Spotify.
Love that.
I was like, let's go.
What did they say?
Well, a lot of people weren't happy. We lost sponsors. It was an issue. But I think it did the job. And one of the reasons why he's gone through some issues is because that guy is uncovering real shit that's terrifying every fucking day. When you see so many lies and so much propaganda and so many psyops that are being done on people, you start seeing them where they don't exist. And that's what he did.
Well, and he's also channeling some stuff. You can't call 9/11 in detail because you're super informed.
Before the fact.
He called it.
Yes.
He literally called it. In the summer of 2001, he said planes will fly into the World Trade Centers and they will blame a man called Osama bin Laden.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need. In this Orwellian phony system.
We know that he said it because he said it on tape.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And then he said, call the White House and tell them this.
Now I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event.
He's channeling something.
You think
that's
so?
Super. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's like no other. I mean, tell me how he did it otherwise. I've asked him about it. How did you do that? At length, he had dinner in my barn recently. We were talking about this. How did you do that? I don't know. It just came to me. And that's real. And that's not a new phenomenon. It's happened throughout history. There are people called prophets. And there are people who were prophets who weren't called prophets. But there are people who have information or parts of information, bits of information, visions of information come to them. And then they relay it. It's not from them. They received it. This is like the, you know, one of the oldest phenomena in human history. So those people tend to be a little crazy, a little imbalanced, a little different from everybody else. Do you know what I mean? They live on locusts and honey in the wilderness. I mean, that's just like they're not like everybody else. And that's clearly part of what I'm not saying that everything that Alex Jones says is a prophecy from God. It's not. But that was prophetic. And if it wasn't, tell me how it wasn't. In July of 2000, like I lived in Washington in July of 2001, you know, my dad worked in the government. Like I was as well informed as anybody could be about what was going on in the government. I've always been interested in what's happening in other countries. I was aware of Osama bin Laden. I knew about the Taliban. I knew, you know, more than most people. There's not one person who was saying, not one person in Washington, D.C. was saying, you know, at some point soon, they may fly airplanes into the World Trade Centers and blame Osama bin Laden. Like that just wasn't a thing. So if you said that multiple times on camera, there's a reason. I've said this to 50 people, what I just said to you, and they all look at me like, yeah, that's stupid. Tell me how it's stupid. Like, tell me how he did that. Like, that's impossible, actually.
He didn't just do it with that, either.
No, I'm aware.
He's done it with a lot of things.
Today, in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny.
Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, and the forced vaccines, and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I have the great Harrison Smith, whom I owe my life, in studio today, and we're going to talk about so much. We're going to talk about breaking news. We're going to debrief a little bit on the debate yesterday regarding the flat Earth. It was really iconic, historical, but we were showing that awesome compilation that the great Darren McBreen put together for the first 5 minutes of this hour. And a lot of critics of Alex Jones come out and say, well, William Cooper actually predicted that they were going to blame a terrorist attack on Osama bin Laden a month before that. And they're always saying that Alex Jones ripped off William Cooper. But thanks to some of the recent developments in technology here at InfoWars, we were able to find the earliest recorded mention of the trade centers that we could find all the way back to 2001. I basically searched the phrase trade center for every time that it came up on air by Alex Jones in 2001. And the first time he mentioned it was March 6th, 2001. I want to run this clip just to prove that he did not steal his prediction of 9/11 from William Cooper. He actually predicted it before William Cooper did on March 6th. Let's run this short clip here.
2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Harrison, you've been working with Alex Jones for a number of years now, at least 5 years, right?
Yeah, more like seven, I think, yeah.
Wow, 7 years.
I know.
You've been working for Alex Jones longer than I've been married to my wife.
That's
you guys celebrate your anniversary?
We should.
What your first day was?
In February. It was February 2017, because it was right after Trump got inaugurated. I thought, this is it. Time to get involved.
Now, what do you think? Obviously, I watched that clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Alex Jones with Joe Rogan for the first time next to Alex in the office back there, and it was both our first times watching, and apparently Tucker had texted Alex and said, hey, I say some nice things about you at 2 hours and 10 minutes in, so we watched it together. And I said, oh, the title of the clip has to be Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones is a prophet. And he's all humble about it. Oh, no, don't put that. You know, because he's really sensitive about being glorified as divine. He doesn't want to be a cult leader. He's repeatedly like, I don't want people to worship. You know, he's very humble about it and does not want to go down that road.
Yeah.
But he really has been prophetic. And I don't know if it's
reason or divine inspiration. I think that he just was one of the only people looking at all the pieces of the puzzle before it was really easy to find all the pieces. He was actually going to libraries, reading documents, very well read in history. And when you have, the more pieces you have, the higher resolution of an image you can get for what the plan is and what's going to happen. What are your thoughts, having worked for him for 7 years now, as far as his process is concerned and his ability to repeatedly predict things years in advance?
Yeah, well, that was sort of the theme of the show this morning, American Journal. It was just all of these stories and sort of each one related to predictions that have been made about where the New World Order was going and where it's taking us and how they're doing it. And the fact is that it's already here. Alex has been predicting this stuff for 30 years in like a week at this point. And it's all come to fruition. I mean, it's not a matter of if we are going to have global government. Global government exists. It's called the World Economic Forum. That's one form of it. But you have billionaires and world elite and world leaders coming together in a Congress, meeting together, setting policy, and then dispersing to their various, you know, positions of power in nation states, and then implementing the policy that's decided on. That is, for all intents and purposes, a government. Just because it's not voted on, well, it's not a democratic government, but none of our governments are democratic at this point. So we already are in the global governance paradigm. AI is probably already making major decisions worldwide. A lot of their policies are already being dictated by AI. People think AI is a threat that's coming. AI is already here. We had a caller who talked about the Aladdin AI that BlackRock uses to determine financial policy. So whether it's AI or global governance or, you know, medical tyranny, any of these things that Alex Jones has been warning about for 30 years, they're already implemented. These aren't warnings anymore. These aren't, you know, prognostications for what comes ahead. This is just reality at this point. So you should have listened before. But yeah, I think the reason, you know, Alex doesn't want to be treated as a prophet or doesn't want to be called a prophet or anything like that, because that sort of implies that you have to have some supernatural ability to do this. I think it is just a matter of logic. I think it's a matter of both logic and skepticism, right? You take a look at where things are going, you simply plot out the trajectory in your head without any intervention. Here's where we're going to end up. And so that's logic. And then the skepticism part, it's almost worse than skepticism. Cynicism might be a better word, because sure. I feel like I'm able to predict things fairly accurately by just thinking, okay, what if, just let's put ourselves in the mindset of what if the world is run by a cabal of psychopath criminals? What would they do? And that turns out to be what actually happened. So as long as you recognize both what's going on, the things that are hidden from you, you discover them, you uncover, you know, the real truth behind the headlines, and you put that into a paradigm where you understand that the people that are running the world, let alone our country, are psychopathic, anti-human, murderous criminals. And you can actually predict the future pretty accurately, it seems.
You know, I was in a X space a couple of weeks ago with Adrian Dittman. Adrian Dittman, of course, being the man that Alex Jones famously repeatedly says is not Elon Musk.
Right.
Because he sounds exactly like Elon Musk.
He seems an awful lot like Elon.
Yeah, and he's fascinating regardless of what the details are. But we were talking a little bit about InfoWars versus other mainstream media outlets. And obviously, with other mainstream media outlets, whether it's Fox or MSNBC, whether it's right-wing or left-wing, there is a completely different approach to news. At those other mainstream networks, you have a producer barking in your ear the whole time, and you have an editor, and you have top-down directives of talking points, right? And so what you see, whether it's Megyn Kelly or Rachel Maddow or others, are a litany of valedictorian types in front of the camera who are very good at following instructions. These are the type of people that would have been straight-A students. They're very articulate. They're well-read. They can write well. They can speak well. And they can follow instructions, and they can cover the news according to whatever the producer says or the top-down says. And they're great at what they do. They're professionals in their own right. I would not be very good at CNN or MSNBC, even if I tried my best, just because the nature of it is it's counterintuitive to me. So this is more of an entrepreneurial bootstrap approach to news. And Adrian was mentioning, it was either Adrian or Ian Miles Strong was mentioning, how do you go for 3 hours without a teleprompter, without preparing? And I said, because there's no script, it's based on an algorithm. So this actually becomes very easy to do after you understand the algorithm. So the assumption is that there is an effort to conglomerate all world power, and that all of our political leaders are conspiring together in order to conglomerate that power in a globalist way. And so all you have to do is run the different news stories of the day through the algorithm, and you can talk about it, and it comes off accurate because it is, and it's interesting because it is. That's the difference between InfoWars and these other networks, in my opinion, is that we're operating under this formula that we understand, that we believe in. We believe in the algorithm, whereas these other networks, in my opinion, are just doing whatever the top-down intelligence community is forcing the networks to do. What do you think about that perspective on InfoWars?
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because what you're doing is working backwards. You know where we're headed. We're headed for global governance. We're headed for unelected, technocratic, bureaucratic prison planet. And you work backwards from there and just look at how all of this stuff is leading us towards that. And obviously, if you start with that assumption, you find it confirmed over and over again. But I think more importantly, what the mainstream media's ultimate task is to tell the truth, you know, the facts. They have to deliver the facts. That's, you know, incumbent on them upholding themselves as journalistic, incredibly journalistic. So they have to tell you the truth, but they want to leave you believing a lie. Mm. So I was going through a New York Times article today where, you know, everybody knows at this point, everybody recognizes that Donald Trump was spied on in 2016. It's not even a debate. It's not even it's not speculation whatsoever. But when they present it, they have to present it as Trump's claims that he believes that the deep state spied on his campaign in 2016. And so, yeah, technically that's a fact, right? You'd pass a lie detector test. Yes, Trump believed that the spy agencies did that, but it's because they did, but they can't report it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Same mission. So, you know, if you look at, like, the destruction of Europe under, you know, with the immigration that's being caused, well, it's like the wars that America started, probably at the behest of Israel, that started the migrant crisis, which then caused the crime rate to skyrocket and has destroyed the economies of Europe. But you can't report on that because it's racism. So now they have to put in, you know, free speech or, you know, speech limiting laws in order to stop people from noticing that it's the migrants that are committing all the crimes. And then, you know, once you get that ball rolling, once you get your foot in the door when it comes to censorship, and suddenly you're censoring political parties and you're able to institute a despotism by getting rid of dissident parties, by claiming that they're violating some of the things that you set up before. So, like, all of these things bleed into one another. And for any of it to exist, censorship is like the top of the list, because you can get away with anything if nobody can talk about it.
Right.
So you know, you have all these disseparate things going on, seemingly disseparate, but in reality they're intricately intertwined and all covered by the censorship, because you can't speak out against what's going on, because then maybe you could stop what's going on, and they like what's going on.
And we've heard this reoccurring theme. We're going to run clip 26 here in a second, folks. This reoccurring theme of the rise in right-wing extremism. And famously, Joe Biden, in one of his earliest speeches as president of the United States, claimed that domestic terrorism was the greatest threat to national security, white supremacism the greatest threat to national security, and right-wing extremism along with that. Similarly, they use the distinction between MAGA Republicans and traditional Republicans as if MAGA Republicans are a barnacle on the side of the neocon establishment. And what frustrates me so much about that, Harrison, is I am somebody who is certainly opposed to right-wing extremism. And regardless of what you think about some of the details, I think we can both agree that in the 20th century, it did go too far sometimes, right? And whether it was Mussolini or Hitler or whatever. And the problem I have with it is they act like right-wing extremism is because of censorship misinformation or disinformation or just bigotry or hatred. They don't realize that it's their policies that create this sense of extremism. I have certainly been radicalized by the left.
Right.
And I have to cognitively, consciously check myself.
Go, hold on. We can't hate these people.
I have thoughts. I'm like, I have thoughts of firing squads. And, you know, and I'm like, whoa, don't lose yourself in this, right? And so this is from February 23rd, this post on Instagram. I'm going to read the caption and then we'll run the clip. Tuesday, days after hundreds of people gave a fascist salute at a rally in Rome, sparking widespread condemnation and calls for the country's far-right leader to take action. A video circulating online shows hundreds of people making the band salute at an event Sunday commemorating the killing of three neo-fascist youths in the Italian capital in 1978. So apparently in 1978, three neo-fascists were killed, and all the fascists this year in Italy got together to commemorate the sacrifice of their countrymen, right?
Right.
The Acca Larentia killings, as they're known, are marked annually. The people in the video stand in at least a dozen rows, and when prompted by a voice shouting outside the frame, raised their right arm in a salute that dates to the regime of Benito Mussolini, Italy's fascist dictator. Now, they appear to shout present three times in unison in response to someone yelling for all fallen comrades. So let's go ahead and run this clip and then unpack it. There they are shouting. Now, I don't know if you're getting any audio, but they're doing the Nazi salute in unison. You can let it loop a couple times because it's a short clip. So this is something that I don't know if it's explicitly illegal in Italy. It certainly would be illegal in Germany to do this. This is in Rome.
Right.
And obviously the video says that it was yesterday, but it's not actually from yesterday. It was posted the day after it happened. But it's hundreds of them. And when I see that, I'm not thinking, oh, my goodness, it's a rise in bigotry. It's a rise in right-wing extremism. It's a rise in fascism. Obviously, it is those things. But I think to myself, the policies of the globalists and the leftists all throughout the world, in the European Union and the United States, catalyze that type of event, inspire young men between 18 and 34 to go to that type of event. That's the demographic that the Nazis targeted successfully before 1933. And it's because they're allowing the invasion of their country that these fascists exist. Because fascism is the traditional response to a lack of patriotism to one's own country among their own leaders. This is the rebellion. And so that's why I push for populism so much, because I want all of the strength of nationalism without any of the vices of it, where you blame the wrong groups or the wrong people for the ills. Like, we need to understand that the enemy is the political class. It's not the person voting for the Democrats. It's the people who believe the lies, not the people who tell the lies. It's the political class that lies to us. And so when I see that, I'm frustrated at the left, not at the right. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we covered this today, is why I went off on a little tangent about this on American Journal, again, with that same New York Times article. Because just like we see so often, they ignore the catalyst that causes the response. They only report on the response. And I associate it with, you know, what's going on with Israel, where they say, man, you know, anti-Israel sentiment has really skyrocketed ever since the October 7th Hamas attack. And so it's like, OK, if you go from the Hamas attack to a rise in anti-Semitism, yeah, that seems crazy if you ignore all the actions of Israel in the meantime. If you leave that part out of the story, it paints a very scary picture, relating that to the way that they were portraying Trump as this dangerous threat because he would be a president that was against the security agencies. And this is unprecedented. This has never happened before. And the way that they're presenting it is as if Trump just, for no reason out of nowhere, decided to hate the intelligence agencies. They never mention the fact that he was spied on, that the deep state started it, essentially.
Right. Why wouldn't you hire private intelligence after the establishment intelligence spied on your campaign just a couple months ago?
Right. So they leave out that part. They leave out the part of the deep state spying on his campaign and creating fake dossiers and launching the media attack and then launching the investigation with Robert Mueller. They leave all of that out and they go, man, this Trump guy hates the intelligence agencies. That's super dangerous. It's like, well, it's because the intelligence agencies are bad. Or just look at, you know, the way mainstream media and, you know, misinformation. They hate, they will tell you that Americans don't trust the establishment anymore. They don't trust the media anymore. Why, though? They never point out the catalyst for this event. The catalyst is you lying all of the time. So obviously people aren't going to trust you. So if you leave out the original attack and only focus on the counterattack, then you can paint the counterattacker as if they're the aggressor and they're the reason
right.
You know, all of this is bad.
This is a pretext to usher in new regulations and attacks on their political dissidents.
Right.
So, folks, we've only got about a minute and a half left before we go to break. Harrison is going to join us for the rest of the hour. Make sure you tune into his show in the mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, at Infowars.com/show. Obviously, everywhere that we post, make sure you follow him on X at Harrison H. Smith as well. He posts amazing content. He's an outstanding host as well. But before we go to break, I want to draw your attention to Next Level Foundational Energy. Now, you can find this product at drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. And there's a couple of different things that it does. So first of all, it elevates your energy levels, but it doesn't act like a traditional stimulant where it gives you a buzz and the jitters and then you crash, whether you're drinking too much caffeine or you're taking Adderall or anything like that. This is the foundational energy that just makes you a more energetic person. So it doesn't trick you into thinking that you have energy. It actually makes you have more energy without needing to trick your brain. Now, it has the essential vitamins you need, but say goodbye to those crashes and welcome sustained vitality throughout the day with Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. We know that InfoWars is under attack. We know that Alex Jones is under attack, and we know that his family, including his father, has been under attack by the deep state because we tell the truth here. So by going to drjonesnaturals.com, not only can you get the foundational energy that you need to fight back against the New World Order, but you can keep InfoWars on the air and us in the fight, broadcasting truth worldwide. Stick with us, folks. More on the other side.
There is nothing more frustrating to me
whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, this is The Alex Jones Show. I am your host today, Chase Geyser, joined by the great Harrison Smith. Now, at the end of the last segment, we were unpacking the rise in right-wing extremism throughout Europe. All that in the context of this article, Germany's youth swing to the right, anti-immigration, AfD, becomes the number one party for Germans under 30. I believe the leader of AfD, though I could be mistaken, has recently faced some legal recourse because he used the expression, quote, everything for Germany at the end of a speech a number of years ago. That's a banned expression in Germany because of its association with the SA, which was the precursor to the SS, as I understand. I could be mistaken about that, so please forgive me, members of the audience who are up and up on their World War II history. So why is it, do you think, that this is so appealing to people between 18 and 30?
Well, because they have to live with the consequences of the decisions of the people that came before. I think AfD is a really emblematic example. It's not the only one in Europe, but, I mean, this is the dichotomy of the world that we live in. AfD is both the most popular party in Germany and also under investigation by the German government, who considers them like not domestic terrorists necessarily, but like
almost
on the cusp of it. Yeah, so they're spied on, they're restricted, just yesterday there was a story about an arson attack against an AfD member. Somebody burned down his house. So
like a Reichstag thing.
You all know this one was real, actually. But that's the strange thing about our democracy, is the more popular you are, the more your government will try to restrict your actions. So obviously this is backfiring, and AfD is just becoming more and more popular the more that they restrict and demonize them. But it's really emblematic as to how our democracy functions in Europe, where the most popular party in Germany is also like on the cusp of being made illegal by the German government.
Right. Now, do you think we're going to see the same thing here in the United States? Because I'm looking at this headline, Biden's America, 40% of renters think they'll never own a home, up from 27% just last year. So it's almost a 50% increase. It seems to me that the way the leftists and the globalists are leading our country, they are catalyzing a generation of young Americans that will hate them.
Well, here is the problem. They are constantly playing the victim and blaming everything on capitalism. So I talked about this extensively on American Journal, talking about we're missing an opportunity here to actually explain how we got to this point, because the Republican leadership just doesn't care about these people. They just don't care. They see, because it's a big trend now on TikTok of young people going, I went to the right schools, I do everything right, I work 9 to 5, but just doing my finances, I'll never own a home, I can't even save money, I don't even have time to go out and try to start a family. And they're like literally weeping in their cars about, like, I did everything right, why is everything so hard?
Yeah.
And the Republican response to that is just like, buck up, boy, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And it's like, no, you don't.
Right. The political class has inflated the dollar since the 1970s. It is the reason everybody's poor. And if you are pissed off that you have to work 3 crappy jobs instead of 1 good job to make ends meet in this country, then you should blame the leftists and the globalists and the government overspending and the AOCs and the Bidens and all the scum
right
that vote to send billions of dollars overseas.
And nobody's actually making that argument. So you've got people that are in pain, in psychological pain, because of the destruction of our system. And then you've got the communists that are saying, actually, it's capitalist fault, and you have to, we all have to become communists and socialists, and that'll solve everything. So even though their policies are the things that got us to this point, and even though their ideas will only make everything worse, they're the only ones even pretending to deal with these very real issues that people are struggling under. So it's up to us, and it's incumbent on us to explain, things are not worse today because we've become more capitalist. Things are not worse today because we've become more conservative or more Christian. It's the exact opposite. The more these socialist policies get implemented, the more painful it is for everybody. There is a way out of this. It's a return to what America used to be. And I always think about there's this story. It was written by the guy who wrote The Godfather, but it's a true story of sort of a Robin Hood-esque character in Italy, in Sicily, in the mafia. But he – anyway, it's a long story. But it's very good. And you should read it. Salvatore Giuliano, I think his name was. But there's a part in this book where, in Italy, just before World War II, there was all this conflict between the communists and the fascists. And the main character is saying, I understand why the peasants are going to the communists. The communists actually appeal to them. They say, we will help you, we will give you. And he's saying, communism is the only structure in the world that actually, promises things to these people. But then he says, you know, except America, obviously. Except America, because America back then was this place where even if you were a dirt poor peasant from, you know, the backwaters of Italy, you could go to America, you could achieve something, you could have something great. So we have to recapture that. We have to recapture the promise of America that says it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. If you work hard, if you do what's right, you will succeed. You will be rewarded. I mean, that is the promise of America. They've destroyed that. They basically claimed that promise was a lie. And so the only thing you're left with is communism. But in reality, capitalism and the American system is the thing that actually brings people out of poverty, actually gives
right.
people
And Milton Friedman gives speech after speech and lecture after lecture at colleges and did Q&A after Q&A at colleges proving that fact, that capitalism brings more people out of poverty. I mean, all the data supports it, and he did so in such a good, succinct way. But the one thing I don't think anybody's really talking about, I'm sure people are, but everyone talks about the algorithms on either TikTok or Instagram causing our children in the public education system, causing our children to undergo these gender transition surgeries and therapies with the hormones that they take and literally being physically mutilated by the left. No one's talking about how this is going to backfire tremendously by 2028, because when these 14-year-olds become 18 and they wish they still had their genitals, or they wish that they were capable of having children, I think that there's going to be a major backlash of people that are going to be very bitter with what this leftism has done to physically mutilate them forever.
I hope so, man. The problem is that it's not just the algorithms on social media. It's coming from every direction.
Yes.
And I've talked about this on my show as well. I mean, we have friends, I've you know, people that I know, acquaintances, who, and every, like, basically everybody I know that has a kid in public school, their kid has taken on some bizarre new trend. You know, one kid got taught in elementary school that climate change is destroying the earth and that it's her fault for eating meat. So now she's a vegetarian and her parents are just like, I don't know, we eat meat a lot, but gosh, this is her thing now. She's into this. And it's like, now, don't you understand?
They just capitulate.
Your child is being brainwashed into an anti-human agenda where, I mean, I can't even imagine telling a little kid. I mean, you know how these things, I remember being probably in second grade and hearing a teacher reference like, oh, yeah, you know, they say that in 10 years, there's going to be a big comet that might hit Earth. And like, that was like, I like had nightmares about that.
Yeah.
These things are terrifying. So when you tell a little kid, you're destroying the Earth by eating meat, they're going to really take that seriously, and it's going to be embedded in their psyche, and maybe they can be deprogrammed eventually, but this is coming from the media, it's coming from social media and the algorithms, but it's coming from their peers, and it's coming from their teachers and the administration. So these things are being implanted at a very deep level into people's psyches. I don't think it is something that they'll just be able to brush off when they, you know, awaken to the logic, because it's becoming a core part of their identity that it will be incredibly hard to shake off. So whether it's becoming a vegetarian because you're told you're destroying the earth by eating meat, or becoming transgender because, you know, that's what's being pumped in from every different angle and every different, you know, input into their psyche is priming them to accept this belief. I don't know if they're going to be able to have an awakening like that, because an awakening of that level requires, in a way, a weird sort of like self-denial. Like it's going to be the hardest thing to do, to undo years of programming that have become a core part of your identity.
It's traumatic.
People don't need to do that easily.
Face that cognitive dissonance. 100%.
Realize
you're wrong about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when you have people that have major shifts in their faith, whether for or against, you see that trauma happen, right? So when people have been atheists their entire lives and then they realize that they believe in Jesus, it's like their whole world melts down and they have this, you know, beautiful breakdown. It's great that, you know, people come to Christ. But when you indoctrinate it on the deepest levels, this philosophy, it becomes psychologically traumatic to overcome that. And frankly, I'm just so concerned that it's punk rock now to listen to your teachers and to the establishment.
Right.
It used to be that if your teacher said it, you had to fight the machine and fight back, but now they're turning you against your own family. Folks, more on the other side. I promise we're going to get into the debrief of the Flat Earth debate yesterday with Harrison. Stick with us.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm here with Harrison Smith in the studio. We've had a great conversation so far. And we thought we were going to get into the Flat Earth debate from yesterday, the first half of the hour, and it just never happened because there's so much groundbreaking news to cover. And, of course, Harrison always has such outstanding insights on everything going on in the world. So I want to use this last segment that we have together before I'm joined by Owen Schroyer to talk a little bit about the debate that you had with Wits It Gets It yesterday. Having spent a day since this debate, is there anything that comes to mind in retrospect? How do you feel about how it went yesterday?
You know, I'm starting to think that maybe the debate didn't even happen. I'm starting to think that something magical or cosmological occurred during those 2 hours yesterday, because I go on Twitter to try to find out what the response is, and apparently everybody on Twitter watched their own little version of the debate that is completely unrelated to everybody else's version of the debate. It's been truly bizarre to see the response to it, where you've just got, you know, one tweet after the other, both saying just completely contradictory things about their interpretation of the debate. So, it seems like a religious topic at this point. It's like you have your belief and you're going to defend it. and you're going to see whatever conversation happens through the lens of your belief. So, you know, some people were saying, you know, one person won, other people were saying the other people, you know, the other guy won.
And we ran a poll, and over 65,000 people responded to the poll. Now, the poll was biased because Alex has a large audience, and he retweeted it, and InfoWars has a large audience, and they retweeted it. But 60% of people, of the 65,000 people who voted, did lean round Earth on that poll. So
that's right.
You know, it was a victory as far as our data is concerned. But I'm sure that, you know, Witsit has accurate reservations about the accuracy of that poll in terms of people who actually voted.
It's not a scientific belief, but it did the poll before the debate was really evenly split at about 50-50. So
right. So you gained ground.
I'm racking that up as a win for the Globers.
Now, was there any moment in the debate where he said something or made a point? Because I know you took the preparation of this debate very seriously, and you were studying his previous debates and doing all sorts of research, because you were taking this whole thing very seriously, as you should, because the audience called for it, and we kind of wanted to put it to rest whether or not InfoWars was refusing on a network level to talk about this conspiracy theory. But was there any point during the debate where he said something and you're like, oh, man, that's a good point?
I'd heard all of the arguments before, I think. And my strategy going into it, I mean, basically, if you watch Flat Earth debates, it's almost always the same paradigm where you've got the Flat Earther on one side, and whoever he's up against is going to be a trust the science, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye the Science Guy wannabe.
Right.
And so I thought it'd be interesting to have a Flat Earth debate where the person arguing for the globe is actually a professional conspiracy theorist who doesn't trust the science, who doesn't just say, well, the science says this, so therefore it's true. But, you know, we were some of the first people out the gate against the COVID scam, the climate change scam. I mean, you know, we don't just fall for things because the authorities say it's the truth, because trust the science or the experts say. So, you know, I didn't arrive to my conclusion that the Earth is, in fact, round because NASA said so. I did it because I just put it through my own filter of logic, which that's one of the strange things is then, you know, I see people on Twitter being like, all Harrison had was appeals to authority. And it's like, I started out the debate by saying NASA lies and I don't trust them and I'm not a part of any organization that I'm trying to uphold. So that's where the bizarreness comes in, where it's like, what debate were you watching? Because you're coming up with stuff that just is completely unassociated with the reality. So, I thought it was a lot of fun. And my whole goal at the end of the day was to not alienate half of our audience that are flat earthers, while also not just not defending my position. So in that regard, I think it was successful.
Well, on that note, too, one of the things that I appreciated about the debate was how cordial it was. So typically when you see a flat earth debate, what you have, like you said, is an establishment scientist being very patronizing and condescending to your flat earth person. And that just alienates the audience. Frankly, on both sides, I find it very alienating when I hear Neil deGrasse Tyson insist on it, even if I agree with a point, or Bill Nye the Science Lie, who only has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. For some reason, he's the scientist of the world.
Right.
He wears a bow tie, and he was on Nickelodeon when we were kids. But the level of mutual respect that was there was very impressive. And if I were to recommend, and this is not something I'm saying just because I work at InfoWars, but if I were to recommend anyone to watch any flat earth debate who has never explored the topic, I think this is probably a really good 101 level debate. Like, hey, hop in, we're going to cover all the topics, issues of contention, and we're going to do it in a way that's mutually respectful. I mean, even Witsit said that he wanted to come back in studio for round two.
Yeah, it was great.
You guys are all friends.
Yeah, we had a good conversation after it, just about how it went. And I think one of the things is we obviously had commercial breaks. We skipped like four commercial breaks.
Yeah.
So I probably should have plugged a little bit more during the debate. Brain Force Ultra, by the way, that debate was brought to you by Brain Force Ultra. But we skipped a lot of debates, skipped a lot of the commercial breaks. But we still had a bit of a time limit. And so, you know, I had certain topics that I wanted to bring up or things I knew he wanted to get to. So I tried to keep it moving. And I think what happens with a lot of the debates is there's no time limit. There's no sort of limitation to the conversation. So when you get into an area of disagreement, they just drill down on those forever and ever and ever. And eventually, you know, a polite disagreement becomes, listen, you freaking idiot, I'm going to. And so,
right.
You know, because we had to just move on, you know, we'd get to a topic and we wouldn't quite settle it. But it'd be like, OK, yeah, we're not going to agree on that. But what about this? And then we move on to the next thing. And I think being able to sort of move on without like getting bogged down and starting, you know, the name calling, I think really helped the conversation quite a bit. It was fun.
Well, the fact that you were able to have a fair, amicable debate without a moderator, I think, is a testament to the character of both participants.
Well, yeah, he was a very, very good sport in letting us do that. Next time, maybe we'll have a monitor, a moderator, and we do want to do it again. Obviously, there was a ton of attention on it. Obviously, it's a area of concern for a lot of people. And again, I first started looking into Flat Earth very sincerely being willing to be convinced. I mean, everybody who hears Flat Earth at first is like, wait, what? Like, this doesn't make any sense. But I was like, you know what? This could be real. I don't trust NASA.
And there are several people that work here at InfoWars that are flat earthers.
Of course,
it's not like we have a position as a network.
Members of my family are flat earthers. So it was never like, these stupid anti-science morons, I'm going to defeat them. It was more like, look, I looked into this, and it just ain't true. Like, it just doesn't add up. None of this comports with what I recognize.
Well, that's the crazy thing about NASA. Like, in these other government institutions, they tell so many lies that when they tell the truth, you don't believe them. It's like MSNBC or CNN. They tell so many lies. Sometimes they actually tell the truth, but nobody's going to believe them because they cried wolf so many times.
Right. And I think about it like with what happened with COVID. To some degree, I trust the medical establishment to a certain degree, but that doesn't mean I'm going to mindlessly take their gene-altering, poison shot,
sure.
Right? So it's like, just because I think that COVID was a scam and I think the vaccine was just utterly fraudulent and hugely dangerous, that doesn't mean I won't go to the hospital if I break my arm, right? It doesn't mean that the medical industry is...
Doesn't mean I won't use fentanyl if I get in a car accident.
Right. If your wife gets a epidural while giving birth, that's fentanyl. So it's like, just because they lie about some things doesn't mean everything in the entire spectrum of their,
Western medicine has been amazing.
Of course.
Hemophilia is a really good example. In the 80s, the medicine was causing all the hemophiliacs to get AIDS, and now it's literally saving lives, and it's from some of the same institutions and drug companies. It was evil what they did in the 80s, but it doesn't mean that everything that they do is ineffective.
I feel the same way about NASA when they're like, we've discovered 16 super Earths that hold life, and here's pictures of what they might look like. It's like, okay. Yeah, right. You've got a funding bill coming up, so you're trying to get media or whatever. Like, I trust NASA, as far as I can throw them, but that doesn't mean that the Earth is flat, right? That, absolutely. I think, is a conclusion that cannot be drawn from the things that we know.
Well, Harrison, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Alex Jones Show today. We are coming up on a break here in about a minute and a half. After the first 5 minutes of the hour, we are going to be joined by Owen Schroyer in studio. Before we cut to break, I do want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the sponsor of the Flat Earth debate yesterday, Brain Force Ultra, which, of course, you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm told this is going for 40% off. So this is a source of energy you can feel good about. Now, typically, we talk about Turbo Force Plus as the main product that we sell that provides energy. But Brain Force Ultra is an efficient way to get the focus your mind needs to feel like it has that energy from like a Turbo Force or a next level foundational energy. So it's free of toxic additives, natural, and contains no hidden dangerous ingredients. So if you're wanting a nootropic or a supplement that is going to improve your cognitive function, your focus, your memory, your ability to think critically throughout the entire day, there is no better place than InfoWarsStore.com and Brain Force Ultra to get that efficient means of focus to fight the info war. Now, InfoWarsStore.com is the reason that InfoWars is on the air. Now we are coming up on the most important election in the history of our nation. So keeping us on the air is more important now than it ever has been. And as you know, we are under attack on virtually all fronts, whether it's from the mainstream media, whether it's from social media influencers, politicians, or the intelligence community, as recent reports have indicated from leaked videos. We need you now more than ever to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products like BrainForce Ultra, which will keep you sharp in the info war while keeping us fighting on the front lines. Stick with us, folks. More on the other side.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.